Good morning, friends, neighbors, and assorted denizens of the Boo-niverse. I hope this Boo finds you all well and that you're having a lovely week. I'm coming to you at present from Oriole Acres, which is the name that I've given to my parents' horse farm. The reason that I dubbed it that is because the same Orioles return here every spring from having vacationed over the winter in the south. They build their nests in the pine trees here, and they stay until the fall. That's been happening now for 2 or 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. So my dad wanted a nice name for the farm, and Oriole Acres was the one that I thought of. And it's been called that ever since. Anyhow, I've been having a really nice time here. I got here on Saturday afternoon. My mom picked me up in the morning, and we went shopping for hours and hours and hours. My mother is an inveterate shopaholic, folks. Now, of course, I do understand that it's coming on Christmas, and she needs to pick up a number of items for friends and family. And she also likes to do a lot of festive decorating and cooking at this time of year. So I don't begrudge her some stops at whatever stores she needs to go to. The problem was that it seemed to me that we hit practically every single store between my place in the city where I live and this place. The big mall that we went to first was an absolute zoo. I mean, seriously, it felt like we had to practically fight our way through all the crowds to get anywhere. I kept wishing that I could somehow turn my cane into a lightsaber. It might have got us through faster. But luckily for her, she did manage to pick up a number of things that she wanted. She didn't get everything, so she took Monday off, and we went shopping again in another city. And that mall, well, it wasn't nearly as crowded, given that it was a Monday, but the stores were so disappointing. They did not have any winter merchandise at all. Like, no winter coats, no winter shoes, no winter purses. All their summer items were still out. There were very few Christmas decorations, very few festive gift ideas that stores normally have out at this time of year. It was really a shame. We walked out of that mall empty-handed. Neither of us got what we came for. One good thing, though, was that I got my mom's Christmas gift at Walmart. She knows what she's getting, which is fine. I mean, I'd rather that she have something she likes. So at least we were able to pick that up. And then also we stopped at a Best Buy because I needed to purchase a CD cleaning device, or actually a CD that cleans the CD player itself. I was sorting through some CDs a few weeks ago, trying to eliminate from my collection all the ones that I no longer listened to. And unfortunately, many of my CDs were really dusty from lack of use. So after playing about, 70, 80 CDs to see what they all were, my CD player gave up the ghost. It has begun to make hideous, horrible grinding noises. So I hope that it just needs a good cleaning. So I bought an actual CD that one inserts into the unit itself, and then one presses play, and away it goes. Hopefully my CD player will recognize it, because now it will not recognize any other actual CDs. Now, luckily, the CD player that I have in my bedroom, the one that I was using to sort through all my collection, was just a cheapie. I managed to pick it up for a very reasonable price. So if it has truly given up the ghost, it won't be the end of the world. Oh, I'll have to show you the noises that it's making. It's ridiculous. Oh, speaking of strange noises, what's this I hear? What's this I hear? Do you hear what I hear? What kind of creature could this be? It's lying right in the middle of the floor, where anybody could step on it. It looks like a great big dust ball. But I don't think dust balls make unique noises like that, do they? If they do, they're very talkative dust balls, aren't they? Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you that the preceding program has been interrupted by a cat. Yeah, that's you. A cat that likes to talk. You always have to put your oar in, don't you, Missy Meowser? She has such a unique personality, though, this cat. But you were a bad kitty last night, weren't you? I think you were, because at 4 o'clock in the morning, you were meowing and scratching to get outside. And you know better than that. Yeah, you do. And then the other night, I just got to sleep when, well, first of all, I was woken up by my father, who, poor guy, he was having a coughing fit. I think he swallowed something the wrong way, and it sounded like he was choking. I was going to go and see if he was all right. He was lying on the living room couch, but luckily that stopped. And then I just got to sleep again when I heard meow, 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 scratch, scratch, scratch on my door. Because some catastrophe of a creature wanted in. She's gonna drive me insane and turn me into a cat burglar. Oh no! Or else she'll make me catatonic. Won't ya? She's rolling around on the floor. Oh, you're adorable, baby. Yeah, you are. I wish I could take you home, but you wouldn't like that. You love to get outside. Understandably so. Okay, kitten, I have to get up. Because I'm kneeling on one knee on the floor petting you, and it's very uncomfortable. All right, enough of this categorical nonsense. Where was I? Good heavens. I guess I was discussing the fact that I bought a CD cleaning device at the Best Buy. A CD player cleaner. And I also wanted to look at earbuds with a mic in them that I could use with my iPhone. That way I can answer a call if I'm listening to, say, music or audiobooks or something, and a call comes through. I want earbuds that actually have controls on them and a mic that will allow me to do that. So I asked the gent at Best Buy who helped me find the CD player cleaner, and I didn't like any of the ones that he showed me. They didn't look very well made, and they were brands that I don't particularly trust. I don't like the sound of Skullcandy. I don't mind Sony's if they're the more expensive ones, but the cheap ones, they break easily, they're too bassy sounding for me. So I didn't see any that I really wanted to buy. But I thought, well, no harm in asking if he has other ones. So I said, do you happen to carry Sennheiser's? Because that's a brand that I love. And I've known about for some time. And he said, wow, it's your lucky day, because it just so happens that we have an $89 pair of Sennheisers here that are on sale for 50% off. So why he didn't tell me about those initially, I don't know. But I'm glad I asked now. Anyhow, I was going to buy them, and then my mom said, well, as long as you don't mind knowing what you're getting for Christmas, I can purchase them for you, and we can include them as part of your Christmas present. So that's what we did. I'm also getting some Love